were only 6 million wireless subscribers in all Latin America. 75% of them were in only three countries. Central America and the Andean countries, except Chile, they were penetrations average around 5% of the population. Analog wireless services were still prevalent, and digital services were expanding based on the two technologies developed in the US, TDMA and CDMA. Wireless services were only about voice. There were no data services whatsoever, not even SMS, which were to grow rapidly in 2003. Throughout the decade, the pent-up demand for telecommunication services fostered the accelerated development of the wireless sector. Mobile penetration shot up more than 8 times, allowing the region to reach 100% at the end of last year. Whereas fixed line and broadband penetrations were up by approximately 8% points. Those gains were defied by the ones registered in mobile services. The increase in wireless penetration seen in Latin America over the last decade was 4 times that observed in Europe and 3.5 times that in the US. The huge gap that separates Latin America from the US and Europe has been bridged. With mobile penetration in Latin America around the same in the US and within shooting distance from that in Europe. All told, Latin America had almost 500 million wireless subscribers over the decade, to finish 2010 with over 550 million subscribers, 9 times as many as it has at the outset. Approximately 82% of the clients in the region are prepaid. The prepaid model was an extraordinarily efficient means of massifying telephony services as it allowed operators to bypass credit constraints. Wireless networks are now GSM-based practically everywhere, and UMTS networks have been deployed in substantially all the countries in the region. Data services in existence not long ago already account for more than 20% of service revenues. A crucial element behind the rapid increase of wireless penetration was the vast expansion of coverage. Services now can reach 90% of the population in the region.